mitzvah is the one that actually brings Hashem into the world. In order to have Hashem around us and to have the bracha, we need to have the mitzvah. Mitzvah is also comes from the word hamshacha, that you pull something in. If I want to have a guest in my house, I have to open the door, I have to tell him, come in, here, look, there's a lot of food, please come in. So I want Hashem to come into my life. I said, please come in. I say a bracha. I say something, and by that I bring Hashem into my life, into my house, and also I take on myself a mitzvah, because the mitzvah comes from the word tzavta, not necessarily commandment, that Hashem commands me to do something, rather the mitzvah, Hashem tells you, you want me to be connected to you, you have to do a mitzvah, because mitzvah comes from the word tzavta. Tzavta is a very strong connection that you can't separate so easy. So Hashem tells you, you want to be connected to me, then you have to do a mitzvah. That's how you connect with me. And Hashem gives us 248 channels to connect with Him. Not one, not five, not ten. 248 different channels that Hashem tells you, if you do all these 248 commandments, then you have a way to connect with me. And if you want to guard this connection, then there's 365 prohibitions. These are guards, to guard what you already achieved. Because when you do a mitzvah, you gain your mitzvah, you gain the bracha, you created the special energy that comes to the world, but if you don't guard it, it will be stolen. If you have now a pile of diamonds, and you're going to leave it next to the door, 5 minutes, you're going to get robbed, and they go away. But if you have a lot of cash, you have diamonds, you hide it in the safe. You don't want anybody to see it. Because it's valuable, you want it to be safe and secure. So you do a mitzvah, you gain a lot of light, then you have to do an act to guard it, that it's not going to be stolen. And it's going to be stolen by klipot, by demons. So you do all the mitzvot lo taseh, all the negative prohibitions, these are the guards that nothing will be touched. One way that we do for the neshamot to have an aliyah and for the people to have a refuah, then we're going to taste Bli Neder from each one of the food that we have here. And if each one will say the bracha loud and everybody answers amen, I explained it in one of the last shiurim, that why do we answer amen? The numerical value, the gematria of the word amen is 91. And the numerical value of the word malach is also 91. Malach is angel. Gematria is numerical value. Each letter has a value. Aleph is 1, Bet is 2. So when you say amen, the same second you say amen, you create a malach. You create an angel. And what is amen? Amen is an acronym of Kel Melech Ne'eman. I agree. Yes, I agree with whoever told you to do it. I vote in favor. If I say a bracha and you don't say anything, it's like, what? You don't agree with what I said? I now bless the master of the universe. You don't agree? This is not nice. So you agree. Yes, I agree. I agree with what you say. And when you say that, you have the power to create a malach, an angel. Can you imagine with one word? Amen. You create an angel. Now you have to wait when to say the amen. Some people, you don't even say, you say, Baruch, amen. No, you can't say amen right away. And some people say amen 5 minutes later. Oh, yeah, amen. You have to say it right away. You have to listen. If I now say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to wait, let me listen, stop for a second the conversation. You listen to the bracha. And the reward, the sachar, that the person that answers amen is greater than the person who said the bracha. If you stand all day long and just answer amen, 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 your bracha, your sachar, your reward is greater than the person who actually says the bracha. Now you have to say the bracha. This is a mitzvah. Now, all the mitzvot that we say are from the sages, from the Rabbanan. There's only one bracha that we say is from the Torah, it's Birkat HaMazon. That you have to say. But all the rest of the brachot, we say the sages, tiknu. They said it, that we say the brachot. But this is called Birkat HaNe'anim, because a person is not allowed to enjoy this world without thanking God. You come into my house, you want to eat, Bakasha, eat, but at least be a mensch, say thank you. So Hashem says, I'm putting you in this world, I'm going to give you whatever you want, at least say thank you, be a mensch, say Toda. So So you say a bracha, you thank Hashem. Now when I'm listening to your bracha and I agree with you, then I get also the bracha even greater than the one who says the bracha itself. Now why do we say that when I want to get for somebody to have refuah and somebody and Hashemah to have an aliyah? Because first of all, I do a mitzvah. And if I mechaven, if I think in my mind that now I'm going to say a bracha and I'm going to, with this bracha, have in my mind that this neshama should have the aliyah, this neshama gets now a bonus in Gan Eden. They give a little raise. And when 20, 30 people answer amen and they all have in their mind, yeah, I want this neshama now to get a bonus, to get an aliyah, all this mitzvah goes to that specific neshama. We'll talk about later in the shiur what does this mean for the neshama to get an aliyah, and why do I want to do mitzvot here in the world? Why the neshamot in Gan Eden, how they get an elevation from that? What I do a mitzvah now and somebody in Gan Eden gets an elevation, they're in a better place than me. They're in Gan Eden. I'm here. But I can still push the neshamot that are in Gan Eden. So Bezrat Hashem, before we start, we're going to say just a few brachot. And you should all answer amen with all your heart. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Minei Mezonot.
Amen.
One of the reasons we say brachot on food, because God created the world in many different levels. And each level is dependent on the level below it. Now you would think that human beings are the highest level, because they think, they have intellect, they talk, they're what's called the Bechir Sheba Bria, the most sophisticated one in the creation. But when you think of it, we are the lowest, because we depend on animals for our food, we depend on vegetation for our food, we depend on inanimate for our food. Water, we need the soil. No soil, you can't plant seeds to have bread. We depend on the entire creation for our sustenance. It says in the Torah, Lo al alechem yichye adam, elam al motza pi Hashem. It says a person can not only live on bread, rather he needs the power of Hashem. So when you think of it, we seem like that we are the superior. But I'm dependent on animals, and I'm dependent on vegetation. And the lowest level from all four, we have Adam, human. Then we have an animal, Bema, Chaya. Then we have Tzomeach, all the vegetation. And then you have Domem, inanimate. A lot of people think that the inanimate, it's dead, it's nothing in there. Kabbalah explains that whatever has a higher godly spark, meaning that it came from a much higher level, it ascended to a much lower level in this world. Now if you take, for example, a brick wall, and there's bricks on the top, and there's bricks on the bottom. Now push the entire wall, the bricks that are on the bottom will just move maybe a few inches, and the bricks that are on the top will fly far away. So anything that comes from a very high shoresh, from a very high root, and falls down to this world, it falls very, very far. And whatever falls down, whatever the root is very low, then it falls very close to where it came from. So when you look at something that in this world is low, you can know that it comes from a very high place. And when you look at something that in this world looks high, it actually came from a low place. So the godly spark, everything in this world has a godly spark. A godly spark meaning a spiritual power that enlivens it, that makes it alive. Everything has this godly spark. We talked about it yesterday. The Arizal calls it nefesh, nefesh chaya. It means that everything in the world has a godly power and energy that enlivens it constantly. If we would remove this screen from our eyes, then we would see the godly power that enlivens anything. So when you're looking with the screen on your eyes, it looks to you like we have the most godly life in us, because we actually move and we talk and we create things and we think. So it looks like this godly life, this energy, is most power in us. But the reality is that this the more godly spark, the higher level of godly revelation is actually in the lower creation, which is inanimate. Stones, sand, water, anything that doesn't look like it has life. A stone doesn't move. You can have a stone for 5,000 years. It doesn't move. It doesn't grow. It will not move itself even. So one might say, there's nothing in it. It's dead. The reality is that the godly revelation in the stone is so powerful that this godly energy is standing still because it sees Hashem. If you would see Hashem right now, you would stand like this. You couldn't move. You would be frozen. You ever saw like a little mouse that it sees a snake or a deer that sees a hunter? It doesn't move. Like if I'm not going to move, it's like it's not going to notice me. The reality is that if we would see, why do we move? Because we don't see Hashem. We're not afraid. We don't have real fear from Hashem. If I would see God right now, I would stand like this. I couldn't move. I would cover myself right away. It says with Adam HaRishon, in the beginning, he would walk freely in Gan Eden. Once he sinned and he went down in his level, they were already embarrassed because they saw Hashem and they felt very embarrassed. We don't see Hashem, so we're not embarrassed. If we would see Hashem, we would be embarrassed to move, we would be embarrassed to not to cover our body, not to say the wrong thing, chas v'shalom, to say a lie. I would be embarrassed, Hashem is looking at me. But we don't see Hashem, so we have no shame and no embarrassment. But as low as you go in the creation, they see Hashem. The godly power that is in a stone, it sees God. So it stands still. It doesn't move. That's why it's domem. It doesn't move. It's frozen. And then above it, there's tzomeach. There's vegetation. They see God, but there's still some type of a limitation. So it seems like it doesn't move. But if you look at a tree, with the years, it constantly grows. But you don't see how it grows. Nowadays, they put a camera and they record it in fast motion and they show how the tree grows and how the flower will sprout. But with your eyes, you can't look at it. You would look at a tree, yesterday it was like this, now it's like this. You don't see the growth. You grow one level higher in creation, an animal, so you see it has life in it, it moves, it eats, it, but it doesn't have sechel, it doesn't have intellect, can't talk, can't think, doesn't have free will. So in essence, we are the lower in the creation, the human being. There's a question in the Midrash, what is more important, man or the rest of the creation? So the argument says, if man was so important, then he would be created first. Why is he created last? Now the argument says, no, because it's so important, then God created the entire world, that when I'll create the man, the world will be ready for him, he just walks in. So there's still an argument, what is more important, the man or the rest of the creation? But the reality is that our level, we are in a much lower level. Because I need an animal for food, and I need vegetation, and I need an animate for food. And I have to have it for food. We're still not in the level that we eat Torah. We have to eat food. So when I say a bracha and when I eat, every food has a godly spark in it. Water has a godly spark in it. Grapes, watermelon, anything that we eat has a godly spark in it. Now if I just come and eat it without saying a bracha, without having in my mind that this food is now going to give me energy to serve God, then I basically took this godly spark and I threw it away. It's like me giving you my kid the keys to the brand new Mercedes, and he goes right away and runs it into a wall. What did you do? I just gave you like a precious car. When I just come and put food in my mouth, I'm throwing all these godly sparks to the garbage. But when I take the food and in my mind I'm saying, okay, now I'm going to eat, so I'm going to have energy, so I can pray Arvit now, and then I can learn Torah. And then I'm going to wake up in the morning and pray and go to work so I can have parnasah, so I can give charity and help and buy kosher food to my house and pay for my kids to go to yeshiva. If in my mind I don't have to sit and meditate 2 hours, but in my mind I say, okay, now I'm eating, L'shem Shamayim, it's for Hashem, I'm not eating because I'm hungry. And then I'm also saying a bracha, the blessing is what releases the godly spark from the food itself. When I say the bracha, I release the godly spark from the food, and I'm able to take the food, the mazon, and make it one with me, because my food becomes part of me, becomes blood into my liver and becomes part of me. But the godly spark I elevated to its source, and I'm able to lefarek, to take apart the food. The godly spark goes to Hashem, the physical part goes in me, and I elevate the creation that is lower than me. Seemingly it's lower than me. So when I eat now a grape, I'm elevating the vegetation and I'm elevating the inanimate, because there was soil, there was water that made the grape grow. And if I now eat a piece of meat and I say a bracha, I elevate the water and the soil that grew grass and the cow ate the grass, I'm elevating all levels of creation. I'm elevating the inanimate and the animal and the vegetation to the level of medaber, of a human being. That's one of the basic points why I'm even created. I was created here as a machine. I came here to this world not to enjoy the view. I'm some type of a machine that I'm producing a spiritual production. So when I take a piece of food and I say a bracha, I elevate it to godliness. And when I have a big group that everybody is answering amen, then we said before, then I have such a power that this little bracha, if I aim it to somebody else, then they get the zchut, they get the bracha. You see sometimes on a chag or on Shabbat, somebody buys the aliyah for the Torah, and when the gabbai calls him, he tells, no. Give it to my friend, give it to my father, give it to my neighbor. He's honoring him. He bought it, but he's giving it to somebody else. So who gets the bracha? Both. The guy who bought it, he gets the zchut, he got the bracha. But the one who got the aliyah, or the p'tichat ha'echal, or the agba, doesn't matter what, he actually does the actual act. So they're partnering. So I want to now give a bracha for refuah, somebody chas v'shalom is sick, or I want somebody to have Yeshua with Parnasa or with trombite, anything. And I'm taking all this thought and I'm putting it together and I'm giving it as a present to somebody, has a very strong power. When I became religious and I had to fix a lot of problems that I did, I insulted people, I stole from people, I took from people, I cheated in business. How do you start fixing everything? So I used to give presents to people. I would come to people and would tell them, you know, maybe 15 years ago I did something not nice to you. I don't know how to repay you, so I just read a whole book of Tehillim for you. So when you go to Shamayim, you're going to get a present, a book of Tehillim wrapped for you. I sat and read 4 hours. It's all for you. So anything that you eat, anything that you drink, Bezrat Hashem will give you the energy later on to pray, and later on to wake up in the morning and do mitzvot and serve Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, there's no greater joy in Shamayim when a group of Jews gather together to learn Torah, to say brachot, to think of Hashem, and to dedicate this to somebody's neshama or somebody's body that needs refuah or yeshua. So the nachat ruach, the satisfaction and the joy that they're getting in Shamayim is unbelievable. You can't even imagine the nachat that they're getting in Shamayim.